session number 20176, reel 2.
Any lunches anywhere in the shop?
Oh yes.
What did you think?
It was
must have been your first lunch.
It was, yes. The Duchess of Kent launched it. She had a little bit of a limp, which we didn't realise when she was a lady. It was a lovely experience. Brought the tears to your eyes, you know.
Yeah.
And you thought, oh well, how lovely, you know, to think that you did a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On
yeah.
there, you know. But you just help, just a little bit.
Yes, I just think to see it coming down.
She's beautiful. And all the big wigs, you know, the mayor and everyone were there. You felt you just felt that proud, you know, to think, well, you've just done a little bit to help.
Yeah, I know.
But there were submarines in the stocks there too, you know. But they weren't needed, I don't think. I didn't realise they were so small. That was one of the big shocks I got. I thought that there were big things, you know, where they weren't. They were small.
Yeah.
The subs.
And you worked on them as well, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't work on those. I was more on the aircraft carrier, you
see. That would be a big
one. The suburb, I was on occasionally, if they just wanted a tap welding here and there, you know. I did it.
Who did you take your... Who told you, gave you your jobs? Who gave you what told you where to go on?
Oh, we had a supervisor, supervisor would be sort of the foreman.
Right. Foreman welder.
Yes, he used to say, you go and work with so and so, you go and work with so and so. But we did, but it wasn't, I worked with the places more. And I kept really with the same ones because we worked well together.
Right.
And they sort of looked after you because they were a lot older than I was, you see. And they sort of looked after you. They did. You know.
Right.
And they tea for us and things like that. I was spoiled really. You know, I was really, and that's why I didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
The teas were in their eyes too, you know. And I said, you know, because I got my release overnight really. And I hadn't time to say goodbye to them all. You know, I just said, well, I'm going this morning. You're going. But when did you get word? I said last night.
Yeah.
So I said, I won't see you anymore. Oh, what a shame, you know. And I said, I came home and that was it. You see. I kept in touch with one of the brothers.
The money you got, did you send some of it to your parents or did you keep
No. I used to, we had our lodgings to pay, you see. And then, of course, I used to come home and give my mum and dad something at the weekend, but they didn't take it, really, you know. I kept it and I saved it.
Yeah.
And I thought £8 a week. Oh, never had as much money, you know.
Must have made them a little bit of a sense of independence out.
Oh, yes. Especially on the piecework, you know. We thought that was a fortune in those days. Because when my husband and I were married, we only had £4 something to live on for two of us a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking, did you go out a lot when you were working at home?
Well, yes, we used to go out dancing, you know. Dancing.
Well, that was some
gangs. That was what they used to go to the castle and play theatre.
You socialise with the people that you work with?
No, not really, no. Because you see, most of them, they were married. The men were married. The young ones around about our age. I'm saying yes, I went out with one or two of the boys there. You know. Yes. Yes, I did. Just make dates like we did when we were young, you know.
I was interested, the fact you come from a mining town. About the village, and then you go to a shipbuilding town. But did you notice any sort of differences, or what were the people different, or were they the same?
They were nice, the town's hard as I like it. My my cousin belonged in Banks, you see. Sometimes we used to go over there. No, they're very nice. I like the town service. They were very friendly, actually. No, we liked them. We didn't find any difference, really.
So it seemed like the same kind of people who wanted to fit people.
Oh, yes. Down to Worth. You know. Good workers. Nice people. Didn't say anything else about them.
I was just wondering if there is a great difference between.
No. I don't think so. Of course, you see, when you're young, I mean, all the young ones were together, more or less, you see. You see, I mean, my family, my cousins, they belong to Newcastle, so it wasn't strange. It wasn't strange at all.
Yes, it was people you were familiar with, familiar with them. Yeah.
And I think if you're sort of easy to get on with, I think that makes a difference. If you're sort of quiet and shy, well, I mean, we were then. But you got old and out of work,
yes.
Because if you didn't, well, I mean, your life would have been a misery, I would imagine. You know, if you were very shy and very, couldn't mix.
Yeah.
Well, I was always a very good mixer, I think. Mm-hmm. But you have to be. You just have to be. And I think with working in a shop, well, you were used with sort of dealing with the public, so that wasn't any problem. I mean, we felt a little bit apprehensive when we first went there to see what we had to do, you know, to work. Oh, well, it's going to be entirely different. We realised that. But when we were doing our training, of course, we mixed with all sorts, coloured people, and yes, we were.
So it was kind of broad enough for you.
Oh, it was. It was two coloured men that we were working on the, I think it was motor, they were doing motor mechanics. Very charming, we tried to have great respect there. Jimmy, Titus, we remember the names. Titus, he was, father was sort of king of an African tribe.
Oh, wow.
He was married, and his wife was sort of chosen for him, you know.
Mm.
He was like a prince. And the other one, Jimmy, well, I think he was, he lived in Cape Town, and they used to send fruit and stuff to him. Well, we hear bananas, well, you know, we didn't see bananas or anything like that. And he used to share them among us, you know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, they were two nice lads. Really nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole experience is something you really enjoy.
Very pleasant. Very, very pleasant. It's nice to look back on. That's why I think I can remember it, because it was so pleasant. Things like that do stick in your mind.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did with me. I can remember years ago. More so, I think, than what I could do present day, because there's nothing exciting happens now when you get older, I don't